What if the thing slowing down your recovery after surgery isn't your body at all? It's the world around you? Heat waves. Insurance chaos. Economic stress. These forces are actively working against your healing. And most patients have no idea. Right now, in the middle of summer 2025, we're seeing a perfect storm hit orthopedic patients hard. The National Weather Service just issued extreme heat warnings for parts of California with temps hitting 110 degrees. Insurance authorization disruptions are making headlines globally. And economic uncertainty is making patients think twice before showing up to appointments. At Atlanta PT, this isn't abstract. It's what they're watching happen in real time with real patients every single summer. First, heat is a genuine clinical threat, not just discomfort. Dehydration reduces synovial fluid viscosity, which means more joint friction and more pain. Post-surgical swelling gets worse in high heat. Patients on anti-inflammatory meds face elevated complication risks. And honestly, a heat-exhausted patient simply won't show up for their 2 p.m. session. Missed appointments mean stalled recovery timelines. This is a physiological and operational problem simultaneously. Second, insurance instability is quietly destroying care continuity. A recent case out of India made global news when Aditya Birla Health Insurance approved a cashless hospitalization claim, then revoked it before the patient was even discharged. Sound familiar? In orthopedic PT, prior authorization delays and mid-treatment coverage changes are among the top reasons patients abandon care before reaching their functional goals. The emotional toll is real. When someone feels betrayed by their insurer, that frustration bleeds directly into their recovery mindset. Third, the practices winning right now are building systems around these pressures, not reacting to them. Proactive patient outreach during heat events, telehealth check-ins for at-risk patients, thorough benefits verification at onboarding, and clear escalation paths when authorizations get threatened. These aren't luxuries. They're clinical tools that protect outcomes. Here's your action item. Before your next patient intake, ask yourself, what external stressors is this person carrying that have nothing to do with their injury? Then build one system this week, even a simple phone check-in protocol during heat advisories, that removes a barrier between them and showing up. That's how good PT becomes exceptional PT. Read the full article on the Atlanta PT blog at agentmedas.xyz. And if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmedas.xyz.